And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Our next guest is Jim Jeanette, the president over at Manhattan Area Technical College, joining us here on Zoom. Jim, good to talk to you once again.
Good morning. Nice, cooler Friday morning with a little rain. That's nice.
Isn't it great? Man, it's been a hot week.
It's a good thing Dave finally said some right prayers to God to change the weather.
Is that what Dave did? Okay. Well, thank goodness. How have you been? What have you been up to lately, Jim?
You know, we're busy. People sometimes think an education slows down in the summer. For us, I think it's sped up. All the staff have been here all summer. Of course, faculty came back yesterday, but we've seen most of the faculty off and on all summer. And everybody said the same thing. Where'd the summer go? It never stops. A lot of good things going on. In Wamego, let's start there. We're still renovating and offering classes for, you know, high school students, but also the general population. Right now, we're working on getting science labs put in at our center there and some more classrooms. And then we've had a company over there provide a very sizable donation, a six-figure check and a six-figure in-kind donation. And so in a few weeks, we'll start working on putting in a welding lab at the Wamego Center. Again, there's a lot of manufacturers over there that need welders. It's a good paying job. So hopefully by sometime in the spring semester, we'll open up the welding lab and start teaching that craft to some students. Wanted to give a quick plug to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. A couple of their funds have provided some challenge grants to us for our Wamego project. So that's always helped us, and we appreciate their support. But there's some cool things going on with Wamego.
I saw a picture of that check the other day that you posted on Facebook. What does it feel like to hold a check of that size? I've never had one of those in my hands.
It's the second biggest one I've been privileged to hold. I've held one for $500,000. That was cool, too.
I'll bet.
You know, the thing is, and we've worked with this company, listened to them. They've been very gracious to work with us. We will replicate some of the stuff that they use every day in their work at our lab so that students have a feel for what that environment's like. A lot of safety features. And that's the cool thing. It's that partnership where you have that communication. You work together to plan it. Their support from them, both monetarily and in kind, but their support from us with the teaching, the credentials. And that's what it's all about, is putting those partnerships together to advance the economy. We give people good jobs. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Well, we've seen census numbers coming in here, and, you know, this is still kind of early in the process, but Pottawatomie County is the fastest growing county in the state there. And, you know, having that center there, I think, is probably going to be a big plus for that area.
We thought so too early on, the location, kitty corner from the high school, but the school district's in Pott County. We've been working with Rock Creek for a couple of years. Right now we're offering gen ed classes, CNA training for certified nursing assistant, EMT classes. We'll add in science classes, welding. We hope within 12 to 16 months to add in a program to train people to be electricians with that credential. We want to look at auto technology. We're working with some other businesses in that area related to, can we get the resources where we can start offering CDL instruction for truck driver training as well as diesel mechanics. Again, these are all great jobs. They're essential occupations. The jobs are needed in this area. We know Highway 24 between here and Wamego, that's what's going to just boom over the next several years with both residential and commercial construction. Our construction trades program, we're up to almost 30 students here on campus, not to mention what's going on at the area high schools. And it's a good thing because, again, these are jobs, good pay. And, again, one of the points we keep driving is we're not Votech, we're a tech college, we're accredited. And so many of our students can work with an employer and then go on to K-State or wherever and keep advancing with, you know, they want to become a supervisor. They want to own their own business. We set up those opportunities.
Yeah, there's certainly going to be some opportunities there. As you mentioned, with construction going on, that could be a booming industry here. And it already is kind of in Pott County, but it's probably just going to continue.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Career Academy. What's the latest with that?
It keeps moving forward. It's many of us get frustrated about how slow it takes, but it's that way for a purpose. We've had several meetings to discuss, you know, what do we want this to accomplish? What are the outcomes with programs and instruction? And it's not all just related to tech programs, but we've had the privilege over the summer, representatives from our college, from the school district, from the community. We've been able to visit with people who actually run similar programs. There's the Nashville Academies in Tennessee, which has been going for a number of years. Lawrence has a unique model with Peasley Tech, the Lawrence School District, and the Lawrence Boys and Girls Club. There's a program started in New York. It's also in Texas called P-Tech that's been pathways for technical education and careers with very good success. So much of the summer we've spent doing some exploration of other programs and how they do it, the lessons learned from them, what do you want to do, not do. And we've had some meetings where we've kind of laid out, you know, what are some of the areas we want to move into. One of the key things on this is we have to look, both the school district and us, because of some of the funding we get, we do have to look at state labor data, and we're supposed to look at what are high demand, sustainable wage jobs that are needed in the area, or critical need like healthcare. And so we target that, and then we're always talking back with folks at the chamber, with Pott County Economic Development, with the people who serve on our advisory committees, to make sure we're honing in on the occupations that make sense to keep driving the regional economy. And so those things, and looking at structures of similar type academy programs in other states, has been a lot of the work done this summer. So I anticipate during the fall, we'll keep advancing with here's what we're looking at for program clusters. Here's what we want those things to do. Then we start thinking about how do we do this as far as facilities? Where will that fit in?
Okay. What is the job market like for a lot of these positions right now? Is it pretty good?
It's crazy good. I've looked at the data on a consistent basis for our region of the state, and it's not just our counties. We're locked into what's called Northeast Region, but it doesn't go into Kansas City. There are over 5,000 jobs open every year that are high wage, high demand, or critical need that do not require a bachelor's degree. Wow. And the combined median salary on those, if you total it up, is over $250 million a year. That's what's sitting out there vacant. And how can we fill those gaps? Because while the pandemic has hurt a lot of things, that's hurt segments of the economy, many key segments of the economy are still just booming. So how do we keep feeding that? And that's one of our purposes.
All right. Boy, you just got to inspire some of those high schoolers. I imagine it starts right, maybe even starts at the middle school level, trying to get them interested.
We're doing more of that. Both the Manhattan School District and Wamego School Districts are implementing work-based learning. So we're working with them to do exactly what you're talking about. How do we bring that into middle school levels to do the career exploration and then drive them into early college opportunities with us, with other providers? I just started my seventh year as president here. My first year, I think we had maybe 60 high school students take early college from us. Last year, it was right around 500. Between Manhattan and the other schools around here, and they all want more. So that's what we're working on, because that's a local workforce, it's a skilled workforce, and about 60-65% of our graduates stay in the area. They don't move away. And that's what we need to do. We need to keep feeding those workers into the economy. They're consumers, they're buying trucks and cars and houses and groceries. So that's why our mission is so vital to the area.
And I'm probably going to always advocate for the ladies, because I have two girls of my own, and you know I want them to have all the opportunities in the world here when they get to that age. But these are industries that women can take part in as well.
And we've seen some of that with our fall enrollment. We have more females into male-dominated occupations than before: construction, HVAC, etc. We're also seeing a steady flow of males going into healthcare. So yeah, you're exactly right. There's unique opportunities. It doesn't matter what gender you are. Female welders are generally so sought after by the industry because they can do the delicate welds, the smaller welds, and they become the best welding inspectors. So a female who wants to go into welding, you've got a pretty good career sitting in front of you.
All right, very good. We're talking with Jim Jeanette here. He's the president at Manhattan Area Technical College. We're about halfway through the last part of the show. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk more about industry-recognized credentials, skills-based economic development as well. Stay tuned, and Focus continues after this on KMAN.